What do you call the heavy iron thing that's used in the kitchen for frying things on the stove?
Frying pan.
Okay. What do you call the thing at the kitchen sink that the water comes out of where you can turn the water on and off?
A spigot.
Okay. And what about the same thing if it's on a barrel?
Well, we have spigots on barrels.
Okay. And what about the same thing if it's out in the yard?
Well, we have spigots in the yard.
Okay. When you buy groceries at the store, what do they put into for you to carry them home?
Paper bag.
Okay. What do you call a large bag that's made of loosely woven cloth? You might say 100 pounds of chicken feet or 100 pounds of potatoes would come in a...
Well, different kind of feed comes in different... These 100-pound bags with cow feed or a hog feed or chicken feed.
Well, what do you call the bag itself? It's made out of real loosely woven material. It's almost like string woven together. Some people call them a gunny sack or a croaker.
Well, you always call them a croaker bag.
Okay. What do you call a small musical instrument that's about this long? And it's about this high, and you hold it up against your mouth and blow on it.
Mouth horn.
Okay. And what about a musical instrument that's shaped sort of like this, and it's metal, and you hold it up against your teeth and pick it like that? You ever seen one of those?
I have, but I can't just remember. Old fancy
enough. I'm not remember the name.
What they call them now.
Okay. Let's see. What do you call a kind of support that a carpenter uses to hold boards for sawing? You use two of them when you want to saw a board.
Isn't it a clamp?
Yes, I reckon so. Must be.
What would it be?
Must be clamps, I reckon.
Oh, well, this is a wooden thing.
Oh.
And it stands up. Well, it's got legs coming down like that.
Oh, that's saw banking. Saw banking.
Okay. Some of these questions are worded kind of poorly,
yeah.
You know, and so when you don't understand what I'm talking about, then
that's all what you call soul banking.
Okay. And what about if it's shaped like an X and you put firewood across it? It's got two X's like that, firewood, and you saw it.
Mark, you had it. Mr. Corby's got over there.
Yeah, I know what they are, but I don't know what you would call them.
Well, some people call them bucks, saw bucks, or saw jacks. You ever use those words?
I have some of them on my life, but I don't ever choose.
I've heard
nobody say what they're called.
Well, that's the kind of thing I want to know. What do you call a piece of playground equipment that's made with a board balanced in the middle, and one child sits on one end and one on the other, and they go up and down like that?
I've seen them on my life, but I don't remember now what they call them.
We call them seesaws. I don't know whether you call them that color.
I think that's the name of them, seesaw.
Okay.
Best believe that it is.
Okay. And how about a homemade merry-go-round? Have you ever seen one of those?
No, ma'am.
Okay. I never have seen
one of those.
What do you call a flat piece of stone that's used to sharpen knives or scythes with?
A wet rod.
Okay. And let's see, if you had too many people spending the night at your house, what would you call a bed made up on the floor?
Would you call it a pallet? Yeah, that's right. Pallet on the floor.
Okay. And let's see, what do you call low ground in a river valley? Got a word for that? Okay.
Well, it's about the rivers now. I ain't going around here.
Yeah, I know they're not. These questions were made up by people who live in North Georgia. And so some of these things just don't mean anything.
I see.
Let's see, would you name several kinds of roads, please, depending on what they're made out of?
Roads.
Uh-huh.
Well, we have some paved roads. We have some, what we call it,